Well, that Reserve Bank appointing one of its own to be the financial sector regulator, Unathi Kamlana, will serve a five-year term as commissioner of the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. The commissioner is on the line to us this evening. Unathi, welcome to The Money Show. Have you worked in financial regulation in the Reserve Bank for a long time?
Hi, Bruce, and thank you for having me. Yes, indeed, I've been with the Reserve Bank actually for close to 10 years, and in the Prudential Authority focusing on soundness of institutions for the past 6 years. So yes, it's something I've been doing for a very long time.
Okay, this was meant to be just an introduction to you, but you would have heard Tokyo Sekhwale just a moment ago. He keeps pointing fingers at the Reserve Bank. He keeps saying the Reserve Bank is a crime scene. We spoke to Ismail Momoniot earlier this week about whether or not money had been huge volumes of money, billions and trillions of rand. He said, well, if it had come in, we would have noticed it. There are flags that would have gone up. Does this worry you? Does Tokyo Sekhwale's rattling the Reserve Bank cage bother you?
I mean, I think actually the context around this is the work that we obviously still need to do to make sure that the public is aware of potential 419 scams. We've invested a lot of time and resources in the recent past to make sure that there is a wider awareness, and it is actually quite clear to us that this is an area of work that both the Reserve Bank and the FSCA still needs to invest in further resources to make sure that people are aware of these scams. So we're quite aligned with what Mr. Momoniot said in terms of Mr. Sekhwale specifically, because it's quite clear for to us that this is someone who's fallen as a victim of a 419 scam.
Yeah, I mean, we see lots of issues around crypto scams, get-rich schemes. I mean, as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, they issue lots of statements each and every single week. There are just so many scams and scamsters about. Do we get to a point where actually we are wise enough as a public not to fall for these scams? I mean, because all you can do as the authority, I suppose, is try and shut them down, but they open up, you know, thick and fast.
Yes, I mean, it's a difficult area, Bruce. I mean, I think that while part of the problem is ignorance, so people not knowing that actually they are placing their money with unlicensed, unauthorized institutions, the other part of the problem is greed, even with those people that should know and do know much better in terms of licensed institutions and what it is that they should be able to expect from them, but they still want to try their luck and put their money and see if they can double or triple in terms of returns. So it's a very, very difficult area for the regulator. But all we can do is to provide information to the public, to insist on disclosure, and for those that are unlicensed in the space, to close them down and to publish that information so that the public is in the know. But I mean, especially in an economic situation and outlook such as the one we have, it can only be expected that you'll have a few more of these than less. So we will have to play in this space and to provide information and hope that the public really takes heed of the calls and warnings that we'll put out there as regulators. It is a very, very difficult space to play in. In terms of my current responsibility in the SARB, illegal deposit taking is really something that takes a lot of our time, and a lot of people become victims of these schemes. So we'll continue to provide information. That's all that we can do. More than that, we depend on the public to be much more vigilant.
Unathi Kamlana, thank you. Incoming Commissioner at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Reserve Bank still not taking seriously the insistence of Tokyo Sekhwale that there's a great big scam involving millions, if not trillions, of rand that was destined for good causes. And I so deeply want him to be right and catch the baddies who've stolen the money, but there's no evidence that the money existed in the first place.